Officials in Jerome County have been waiting a year for a contract from the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to lease 50 beds in the county jail. The prolonged inaction by ICE has led to a host of other entities expressing interest in renting the beds from Jerome County. Matt Gillum has more.
Among those courting the county for beds are the U.S. Marshals Service and the Idaho Department of Corrections. The Times News reports a majority of county commissioners now favor avoiding a controversial deal with ICE. Commissioner Charlie Howell says he views a deal with ICE as a last resort due to how it could impact the community.
You know, I've talked to lots of businessmen, local businessmen, that their concern is that they will lose workers and due to the quote-unquote intimidation factor, and so then they won't have the workers on the dairies. Tough balancing because Jerome is about economic development.
The concerns Howell raises are mirrored by some residents and social justice organizations. They claim a heightened ICE presence in the agricultural region could spur a culture of fear among the Latino population. Jerome County has been waiting a year for a contract from ICE to lease 50 jail beds to the federal agency. After a story in the Times News last month claimed Jerome County officials were shopping the beds to other agencies, ICE expressed a renewed interest in moving forward with the deal. Should a contract with the U.S. Marshals Service go forward, Jerome County authorities would collect about the same rate ICE would pay for the beds, $75 per day. The state's Department of Correction has an official rate of $45 per day, but the state legislature could raise that to $60 this year. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.